The U.S. and Cuban embassies are open for business, but there's still an embargo on the books, so American tourists can't just take off to Havana for a beach weekend. Well, not officially, at least. NPR's Michelle Kellerman tells us about the travel restrictions still in place.
There's no question that it's a lot easier these days for Americans to plan a trip to Cuba. You can book rooms on Airbnb or buy tickets for direct charter flights from New York, Miami, and Tampa on cheapair.com. That company's CEO, Jeff Klee, says there's a lot of interest.
It's continuing to grow. I mean, I think the second quarter we had about 2.5 times as many searches as the first quarter. And it's still growing and growing.
You still have to have a reason to go. U.S. law sets out 12 categories of Americans who are allowed to travel to Cuba, including those who have family on the island or a plan to take part in religious, academic, or humanitarian work. The head of the Cuba Working Group at the Americas Society and Council of the Americas, Alana Tumino, says these travelers used to have to get a formal license from the U.S. government, but now just have to check a box when they buy their tickets.
You say that you're going on an educational trip. You have to have an itinerary that backs that up. You have to have a certain percentage of your time really being spent in these meetings so you're not kind of caught drinking mojitos on the beach.
Of course, the Cubans won't have beach police, and they want more tourists to come and spend money on the island. Tumino says it's up to U.S. authorities to enforce these rules when travelers return.
You know, it really depends, I would say, from customs official, from one to the next, you know, how much you're actually going to be asked about your trip upon your return.
She's taken several business delegations to the island and says she's seen a huge amount of interest from telecommunications and financial services companies ever since President Obama eased some trade restrictions with Cuba in those areas.
And so a lot of companies are taking trips to the island, trying to figure out where there might be an opportunity to help build out the telecommunications infrastructure or to help build out the infrastructure to use American debit and credit cards on the island.
Some U.S. lawmakers want to get rid of these travel and trade restrictions altogether, but Cuban-American Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton has one message for them.
Bring it on. Please present your amendments. They don't have the courage of their convictions. They don't bring it up for a vote. So I say that's fine. We have the votes to keep the embargo in place. Some things we cannot control. The opening of the embassy, it's not in our power.
The Florida Republican told reporters in Miami that she and her colleagues can still make it harder for the State Department by limiting the budget for the embassy in Havana. Senator Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, doesn't seem too concerned, though. Speaking at the Cuban embassy opening yesterday, he said the polls he's seen show that Americans support better ties between the U.S. and Cuba.
And those who are living 50 years in the past don't, but the past is past.
Leahy says he's lost count of the number of times he's been to Cuba, and he thinks all of his trips and those of other members of Congress are starting to pay off. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.